If you want to be turning to Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter number 11, we want to begin reading. We'll, for sake of time, we'll start reading at verse 30. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. It says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about seven times. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. What shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and of Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, and escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world is not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. I want to preach tonight on this thought for just a minute, if God be my help, on a faithfulness looking ahead. A faithfulness looking ahead. As we look at this tonight in the scriptures I read in your hearing, the Bible speaking this great faith chapter of Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter of faith. It's a chapter of men and women. It's been a chapter of people who stood the test of time, who stood upon their faith in all kind of adverse situations. They stood the test. Amen. They were faithful in the test. And I want to say on this Veterans Day as we celebrate it, I want to thank God for the men and women, praise God, of this country who stood faithful, praise God, to this nation. They stood faithful not only to the nation, but they stood faithful to their families, their homes, their loved ones, their spouses. I want to say that's what we're looking at here in the Word of God. It ain't about being you. It ain't about what we're able to do. But it's about a faithfulness to God Almighty. It's about a faithfulness, praise God, that people have where they can look not upon themselves, amen, not to get a pat on the back or attaboy, but they do it because of faithfulness. And it's faithfulness to a holy and a righteous God that brings it down to where we live, and we can be faithful to Him and faithful to one another. Amen. Amen. It's what makes a difference. As Paul would tell the Romans in Romans chapter 12, it breaks it down to that being a living sacrifice. Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Now by saying that, Paul is talking to church folk. He's talking to believers. He said, by the mercies of God, he said, that's how we attain everything anyway, by the way. It's the mercies of God who brings us in and saves us, praise God, through His grace, through faith, because of His mercy. He establishes us as His own. He said that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. So that's what we become as children of God. We become that living sacrifice unto the Lord. Praise God. What happens is we have a sacrifice. We make a sacrifice unto God. Amen. With our lives. Not just in what we say. Amen. But in what we do and how we live. God Almighty begins to take us and use us for His glory, that we can be a help and a light to others. Amen. That's the purpose. That's that living sacrifice. He says it's holy. Praise God. That means there's no blemish in it. What we do for the cause of Christ, to lift up the name of God. He said it's acceptable, praise God. Amen. That means it's God agrees with what we're doing. When we line up with Him, praise God, we line up in the right direction. We line up in a way, praise God, where God can take us and touch us and use us for His glory. He says, acceptable, holy, and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It just makes sense. Amen. Hey, if you're going to be pleasing somebody, we ought to be pleasing to God.
Amen.
Amen. And if we decide and determine in our heart that we're going to be pleasing to God, God does all the rest. The Lord told us if we'd seek first kingdom, God, His righteousness, everything else will be added to us. So when we choose to please God, we choose to do right in the eyes of God. Amen. God just begins to move in miraculous ways. We've seen Him do it here in His church. We've seen Him just in this week, we've seen God do miracles. Amen. Perform that, praise God. It's asked of Him. And boy, we thank Him for it. And He said, the reason that it works out this way, He says, and be not conformed to this world. See, we're not in a conformity to the world. The world don't fit us. Amen. Hey, I tried it on, it don't fit. Amen, because it don't bring glory to God. So He said, we're not to be fitted up like the world. We're not to be conformed to the world. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, there should be a transformation takes place to where our thinking, our logic isn't the same that it used to be. And our thinking and our logic is not the same as the thinking and logic of this world.
Amen.
Amen. As we look around tonight and we can see the world all around us and they're messed up as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen. Their thinking and their logic ain't right. It's contrary to the things of God. Amen. It doesn't line up with God's thinking. But I'm glad, praise God, that there's some people that had enough of God in them where they were willing to make a difference. The transforming of the mind, the renewing of the mind. He said that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, the prove means to be able to discern. Now, I got to thinking about this as we're celebrating Veterans Day today. All the folks that have put themselves out there for us. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that have stepped out on purpose. I know they was a while that they was a draft in America. I realize that. And they were called and they went and they had no choice. But I'm glad that they would, praise God, that they were still some people that was willing to go and serve, amen, the people of the United States without fear or favoritism for the glory of God. That we might be today what God would have us to be. That we might be one nation under God, indivisible, praise God, with liberty and justice for all. Praise God, I'm glad that there's a line that God Almighty has given us, and it's God Almighty Himself. That makes that line sure. It makes that line solid. It makes that line firm, praise God. And we can come up to the line. We can toe up to the line. And God Almighty will be there with us. Amen. I believe it with all my heart.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord will be there. And He said it'll be acceptable. It'll be perfect. It'll be right in the eyes of God. So we see it as God's playing this out here. The Hebrews is telling us about it. We see that living sacrifice. And we get that when people actually heed the call. Amen? When people actually heed the call. There's people that heeded the call, praise God, to go. Amen? They heeded the call and they went. They sacrificed and they stepped out. They put up behind them everything and they realized what had to be done and they stepped out in faith to go and do that needed to take place. A fellow said the other day they was talking about Veterans Day. And they's talking about what they done and how they went out. And he said, what we did, said we did on purpose. He said, because of our people. He said, because of what we had here in America. Because of our homes and our families and our lives and our God. He said, we stepped out on faith and we went to a foreign land and a foreign place and fought a foreign enemy, praise God, for the glory of God and for our people.
Amen.
Amen. He said, we heeded the call. Praise God. We said we went out on purpose into this world. I thought about that and I thought about Abraham. Oh, Abraham was called to go come out of the Ur of the Chaldees and to go out to a land that he knew not of. Amen. Not knowing where he went, but old faithful Abraham. I said he was faithful Abraham. God said, Abraham, I'd like you to go. And Abraham, praise God, while he is packing up, he said, Lord, just tell me where. Amen. Glory to God. He was willing to step out, not knowing where he went. There's a lot of our fellas that went off to war. not knowing where they was going, never even heard of these places before in their life. But they said, you know what? I'm going to go. Praise God, I'm going to stand the line. I'm going to do what I have to do. Praise God. To God be the glory for a place where people love it enough to give themselves for it, a living sacrifice. Amen. For a God of glory and for our country. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for the United States of America. Amen. I think it's still the greatest nation in the world. We may have problems, but praise God, we still stand for what's right. Still the majority of this country, I still believe in God and country. Amen. Amen. Not knowing where he went and not knowing how to get there. Amen. Can you imagine? Brother Bill, these other fellows could probably tell you. When they left out to go out, they went through their basic training. Some of them went through pretty quick, depending on where they had to go. They run them through a program, maybe 6-week program, and they put them on a bus, a train, a plane, and all, whatever it was, and they sent them off. They not knowing where they was going, not knowing how they was going to get there, but yet they went. There's a whole lot of us today don't know where we're going. Amen. Don't know how to get there. But praise God, we're on the road and we're going. Amen. We're just trusting the Lord. And we're going with God. And we're trusting Him to be there every step of the way to guide us and show us a direction and give us, praise God, an advantage that we might just press on for the cause of Christ. Amen. Others might see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. So they stepped out, praise God, not knowing where, not knowing when. Amen. Not knowing when they would return. Amen. Abram went, told him goodbye, and he left out Ur of the Chaldees, headed not knowing where he was going, not knowing how he's going to get there, and didn't know whether he'd be coming back. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks in this world have stepped out of here for praise God, for a good cause, and went not knowing if they's where they's going, how they's going to get there, and didn't know whether or not they'd be coming back. And I want to say tonight, there's a whole lot of them that didn't. But praise God, I'm glad that they made that sacrifice, and we don't take that lightly. We celebrate that every year, Memorial Day, those that have given their lives for the cause. But I'm glad, praise God, on this Veterans Day, we can thank you. Praise God for what you did. But most of all, I'm glad I can look up the portals of glory. That veteran, the greatest veteran that ever lived, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. And I can say thank you, Jesus. Amen. For getting in the fight. Thank you for fighting the battle. Thank you for going out for me. Thank you for putting up, praise God, everything that you had, putting it on the line. Praise God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Hey, praise God. To God the Father, and thank you for your faithfulness to this little old boy. Thank you for your faithfulness to this little church and this little community. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. The greatest veteran that ever lived was Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Fought the battle, praise God. Never gave up. Never gave in. The Bible speaks of all these veterans, all these great men of God. Amen. That stood the test. He said these men like Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets, these great men of God that stepped out, mighty men, praise God, that stepped out. Amen. Praise God. I got to thinking about that one, that Japheth, how God Almighty used him. Now, he was the son of a Gileadite. And when he was born, his brethren, they didn't recognize who he was. They shunned him, and they put him down, and they pushed him away, and put him in isolation. And Japheth went over there, praise God, away from them. But they come a time, they come a time when things would get kind of rough. They come a time when they needed somebody, praise God, that could stand up with a backbone like a saw log and stand the test, praise God, and make a difference. And his brethren, the Bible tells us that they went to Japheth and they said, hey, listen, we need you. We need some help over here. He said, hey, listen, I remember a time that you hated me. Paraphrasing here. He said, you didn't really need me then. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour that a lot of people saying, well, they some that we just don't need no more. Let me tell you, I thank God for our senior saints. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for those that stand the test. I thank those, praise God, that stood the test, that stayed in the churches, that kept the churches together when everything's falling down around them. Praise God. They stayed the course. Amen. We got a whole society today wants to throw them away. God help. Amen. Most important time. I tell you, we need to stop and listen to them just a little bit. They some wisdom, they some knowledge there to be had. Hey, them crazy lunatics said today that this vaccine's coming out. They got this vaccine coming out, and maybe by the end of the month, that vaccine will be available. But they come out today, a bunch of crazy kooks come out today and said, we ought to preserve that. Anybody that's 75 and over, we oughtn't to give it to them.
They're the one that
need it. Amen. They said, we oughtn't to give them, we ought to preserve that. They're full of the devil. It's wickedness. Amen. They're saying some people count and some don't. Some people's valuable and some's not. I won't say praise God. I thank God for all those old saints of God, those veterans for the Lord, praise God, that stood the test of time. We ought to take care of them.
Amen.
Amen. They come to Japheth and they said, hey, listen. The Bible said that he was a Judges chapter 11, 12, you can go look at it. He said he was a mighty man of valor. Amen. They booted him out, cast him aside, but when times got tough, they come knocking on the door. I can see my mind's eye, Brother Junior. He come to the door and they said, hello, Japheth. They said, yeah, what can I do for you? So, well, you know, we kind of got in a tough spot here. And I thought maybe you could come help us. He said, well, too long ago you hated me. And you didn't need me. You cast me aside. Amen. I tell you what we need in these last hours that we're living. We need all the old saints of God as prayer warriors that we can get. We need the people that's willing to pray, willing to seek God's face, willing to cry out on behalf of all those coming on behind us. We need some help in this country, praise God. We need a faithfulness, praise God, looking ahead to what's happening, seeing the result, praise God, that need to be manifest in the day that we live, praise God, and somebody stepping up. Amen. We need some old saints of God. Amen. Like my granny and papa, praise God, them old saints of God who wasn't afraid to pray and agonize with God. Cry out, praise God. Amen. Those old Miss Myrtle and these other saints of God who would hit their knees, praise God, the drop of a hat, and go to crying out, praise God, from their heart. I'm asking God to move upon them. But Japheth says, he tells me, he said, listen, said, if I go help you, are you going to let me be the leader? Amen. You know what he's saying? He said, I don't care to help you, but if you're going to micromanage, he said, I'm out. Amen. He said, because there is a God, and he's a real God. And if you don't have faith to believe in that God, he said, I can't help you. If you ain't going to let me follow God, I can't help you. Amen. You know what we need to do, praise God, as veterans in this fight for Christ, praise God. We ought to just stand up and say, you know what, I'm just going to go with God. And if I can't go with God, praise God, amen, I ain't going to go at all.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't going to take side for those that will go against God. Praise the Lord, I'm going to stay with stuff. I'm going to go with God. Amen. So, but you know the rest of the story. The Bible says he prayed and sought God, and he went out and he defeated them in battle. Of course, Japheth made a vow unto God that he had to keep. Amen. He made a vow. He said, when I get back, he said, the first thing comes out the door, said, I'm going to offer his burnt sacrifice. He had one little daughter, is all he had. And had no sons, had one daughter. When he got back from the battle, guess what? Come meet him at the door when he got home. That one little old daughter. Amen. He said, oh, honey, he said, you broke my heart. Amen. She said, you broke my heart. She said, whatever you promised God, Daddy, he said, you just do it. She said, it'll be all right. Amen. He had a godly household, praise God. He said, whatever you promised to God, said, you just go with God. So Japheth had sacrificed his only daughter. Amen. So she said, give me a couple months, boy, my virginity. He said, then you just do whatever you need to do. Amen. Praise God. And Japheth, he had, I praise God. He was a man of valor. He was willing to step out, praise God. He was a veteran. He was a fighter for the cause of Christ. And we see, praise God, the opportunity we have till the opportunity's gone, Brother Kevin. Amen. As long as we have breath in our body, we can keep praising God. We can with a steadfast faithfulness, praise God, looking ahead to what we need to happen in the future. Amen. There's a whole lot of our folks that's coming along. There's a whole lot of our young people that's coming along. There's a whole lot of our children that's coming along, and they're not looking up no more. Amen. God help. They're not looking up no more. They're not expecting the coming of the Lord. Amen. We need to be expecting the Lord to come at any minute. Amen. We need to be veterans for Lord Jesus Christ in this fight, pray God, in this battle for the cause of Christ. Because it makes a difference. It gives us the strength. In Hebrews chapter 11, he says this. He said, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. And how they do that is through faith. Through faith, believing, trusting in God. Amen. I think in the world we live in today, a whole lot of people think they trust in a whole lot of things, but they don't trust in God. They don't trust God. They don't have faith in God to believe that He is God, and besides Him, there's nothing else. There's another place we can get help. There's another place we can have hope. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And when we have Him, praise God, we have faithfulness in Him, and we begin to look ahead, praise God, He begins to answer a prayer. He begins to go before us. He begins to help us. He begins to show us, praise God, the very goodness of God. These old saints of God, as veterans, as they was going off to war, as they were going to fight the battles, amen, they looked ahead to what it could be back home. They looked ahead to what the prospect they had for when the battle was over. Amen. When we get to thinking about the prospect of what's there when the battle's over, when we fought the life's battle, when we fought the life's fight, praise God. That's why Paul would say in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, he would say this. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 in verse number 6, he would say this. He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Amen. He said, "I'm ready." He said, "I'm ready to be offered." He said, "It's about time for me to go out of here." You know what? I believe, church, I believe it's about time for the church to go out of here. Amen. I believe it's about time. The Lord's about to, with a shout and a trump and a come up hither, call us out to here to be with Him. But He said, for I'm now ready to be offered, and time my departure is at hand. He said, "I have fought a good fight." Boy, ain't it good to be able to say that you fought a good fight. Amen. Praise God, with valor, standing to the task, fighting a good fight for the cause of Christ, not giving up. How do you fight a good fight? You don't give up, you don't give in. Amen. It's hard. It's hard in the day and hour we live. We got so much coming at us all the time. Amen. We have to try to take it in and try to cipher through it, try to discern it, and try to stay on the right path. Amen. To bring glory to the Lord. But He said, "I have fought a good fight." He didn't say, "I could have, I might have." He said, "I have fought a good fight." Amen. Can we say tonight, church, that we fought a good fight? That we're in the battle? He said, "I finished my course." Amen. He said that battle, praise God, that I entered into, the job that I had to do. He said, "I did it with the help of the Lord." What God would have me, He said, "My course." You know, every one of us have a course tonight, a direction that God would have us to go. Every one of us have a course the way God would have us go. And it's up to us to find that course and to follow it, to go in that direction, amen, for God's glory. He said, "I finished my course." In other words, what God assigned me to do, He said, "I finished it." He said, "I finished my assignment." Amen. When we finish our assignment, praise God, then it'll be okay to go home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, but I wonder how many of us are coming up short on our assignment. Amen. Praise God. You're not getting, maybe you're receiving an incomplete on your assignment. Boy, I don't want to get an incomplete on my assignment, do you? Amen. I want to finish it and finish it well for the cause of Christ. He said, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course." He said, "I have kept the faith." Amen. He said, Paul said here, he said, "My faith is unwavering." Now think about what Paul went through. The times that he was beaten, he was shipwrecked. I mean, he was questioned, he was ridiculed, he was put down, he was stoned and left for dead. But he said, I have kept the faith. He said, even in all of everything I've had to go through, he said, praise God, my faith has never wavered one minute. Amen. Has your faith ever wavered? Hello? Have you ever wondered, Lord, why? But he said, praise God, he said, I have kept the faith. The faith is still there. The faith is mine. He said, I have kept the faith. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Praise God. Amen. Faithfulness. Looking ahead. He said, there's a crown laid up for me, a crown of righteousness. He said, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, he's not only giving me a crown of righteousness, but he said He's got one for everybody who's looking for His appearing, who's desired and looking for God. Praise God. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. He said, I've stayed loyal to God. He said, there was a faithfulness that's rooted and grounded in me. I said, that say this. Listen, our veterans, when they went into battle, they was a faithfulness. You think they weren't afraid? They were frightened, scared. Sure they were. There was times, but they stayed the course. Amen. They were faithful. They finished the course. They finished the job that was assigned to them. Amen. They kept the faith. Listen, that's what we got to do, children. We got to come along and just like these veterans did. And we've got to stay the course. We've got to keep the faith. We've got to keep praying. And we've got to keep looking at. You know how they was able to do that? Because they kept looking ahead. Amen. To what the prospect of when they got home. Amen. Looking for what would be there when they got home. The promise of when they got home. And they thought about their families. Thought about them loved ones. Thought about everything that America had to offer. Amen. And so they was looking forward to getting back home. To getting home. Amen. To looking ahead. Faithfulness. Looking ahead to what was there for us when we get across the finish line. Listen, with faithfulness, we can look ahead to what's there when we cross the finish line. When we get home, praise God, when it's all finished over here. Praise God. We can see through faithfulness, we can see the finished product on the other side. We can see the portals of the glory. We can see heaven. We can see the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see those promises of hope that we've attained to. Those things that's kept and guarded for us in glory. Boy, what a blessing it is. The world today may say, well, you know, there's some people that's just not really important. I want to say every soul in this country is important to God. Everyone, praise God, is important to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He would like to see every one of them, every one of us saved. Amen. And on our way to glory. That's His purpose. That's His purpose. Through faithfulness, He's been faithful to us. And the Bible says we need to be faithful to Him. He said it's because of faithfulness that He was able to overcome all these obstacles that they'd have to face. And He said in verse 37, and I'm done. He said that, and they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, and were tempted. You know, the Bible says that Isaiah was sawn asunder. Isaiah, the prophet, the great man of God, that they took a saw and they sawed him in half. Amen. That's how he went out of here. They said, we don't want to hear you no more, and they cut him in half. I believe he went out here probably just praising the Lord and telling them the truth. He said, they were stoned asunder, and they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And we think we've got it bad. Amen. If we have to take an umbrella and run to the car in the rain, we think we're going through an affliction. Amen. But God said these folks went through, they were tormented. He said, of whom the world was not worthy. Amen. They said the world was not worthy. He said they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And under affliction. Underappreciated. and undesired. But God Almighty still loved them. And God Almighty still made them a promise, same promise He makes us, to all that are born again, that one day in a little while He'll call us out of here and He'll call us home to be with Him. Praise God. That's what I'm looking for. So what we have to do is just stay faithful, a faithfulness, praise God, looking ahead, because there's better days ahead for a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time you have a bad day, praise God, say that's all right, because that tomorrow's going to be better. Amen. Tomorrow's going to be better. There's a better day ahead with the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen.